My name is Robin. I am part of Eden Baptist Church that meets here. It's lovely to see you, especially if you've come from the Andy's and Harry's cafes. I've been involved with the Andy's and Harry's cafe for a few years. It was a bit too much fun for me, so I'm having a holiday this year, but I hope I'll be back in future. And it's very nice to welcome you to Eden Baptist. I'm going to be speaking from that passage of the Bible that we have written here. I hope there's a version of it in your language. If not, maybe you can try to learn a new language. I've always wanted to learn Icelandic, and it seems to be on here too. But please keep that in front of you, as it will be very helpful as I'm speaking later. Because this part of the Bible is a bit like a guidebook. You know, those books you get before you go to a place which tell you what it's like. I've got a guidebook here for Cambridge, and it's designed to tell you what the interesting things in Cambridge are, where you can visit, how you can get around. And today, we're reading a guidebook about another place, a real place called heaven, a place that's outside of this world, the place where God is, and a place where we can go to after we die. And this guidebook, the Bible, it's not a story, it's not lies, it's not made up. It was given to us by God to show us the way to heaven and to tell us how to get there. So I'm going to read just the English version of these two verses, this guidebook to heaven. But if you'd like to read with me in your language, that would be great. After this I looked, and there in front of me was a huge crowd of people. They stood in front of the throne and in front of the Lamb. There were so many that no one could count them. They came from every nation, tribe, people, and language. They were wearing white robes. In their hands they were holding palm branches. They cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne. Salvation also belongs to the Lamb." I'm going to pray to God now and ask him to help us to understand the Bible. Father God, thank you that you speak to us. Please speak to us now. Help us to understand and help us to respond in the right way. So we've just read a description, a guidebook of heaven. And doesn't it sound like a wonderful place to be? We were praying before about all the fighting we've seen in the world, but there's going to be no fighting in heaven. There's going to be people from every country, from every language, living together in peace. And we were praying before about the famine in Somalia. There won't be any famine in heaven. No one will be hungry. Everyone will have enough food. Everyone will have enough water. There won't be any pain or any hurt in heaven. And the best thing about heaven, did you see it in verse 9? Is that God will be there. If you look down on your sheets, you'll see a little sentence with the number 9 next to it. And there it says this, that in this crowd that no one could count, there were people standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. So on this throne, this big seat where the king or the queen would sit, is someone called the Lamb. Now the Lamb is another name for Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who we were singing about before, the man who made the world, the man who controls the world. God himself, Jesus Christ, will be in heaven, and the Bible says that we can meet him. I can't understand how good it will be to meet God, to meet someone who has so much strength that they can build the whole world, and to meet someone who has so much love that he cares about someone like me. Meeting God will be better, I promise you, will be better than anything in this world. And my question for you tonight is this: are you going to be there? Will you be there in that crowd in front of God in heaven? If you want to be, we need to think through two questions. Two very simple questions, but two of the most important things you could ever ask. And the first question is this: what sort of people will be in heaven? Am I the sort of person who would get into heaven? And if you look down at sentence number 9, it tells us what sort of people are going to be there. First of all, in verse 9, it says that there will be people from every nation, every tribe, every people, and every language. It doesn't matter which country you come from, heaven is open to you. And in heaven there will be people from every country worshipping Jesus. Now, I speak to some people who think that Jesus is just for British people, or just for white people, or Western people. But the Bible says no, actually Jesus is for everyone. As we've heard, the Andy's and Harry's cafe teams are run by Christians, but they're Christians not just from this country, Christians from all over the world. I think I've got everyone on here. I've missed out Scotland, I'm very sorry. But apart from Scotland, I think I have most of your countries on here. And in other years, we have had people at Andy's and Harry's. We've had people from Poland, from Pakistan, from China, from Colombia, from India, from Italy. All over the world, there are people who love Jesus and follow Jesus. And in heaven, there will be people from all these places and from every country you can think of. In heaven, there will be people from your country. But my question is, will you be there? So we've seen that in heaven there'll be people from all these countries and many more. But we learn more about what sort of people will be in heaven. When we look again at verse 9, we see that in heaven there will be clean people. Have a look down at sentence 9. It tells us that everyone in heaven is wearing a white robe, long white clothes. And those clothes are important because they're like a badge. They show you something. You know, you might have a name badge to show your name. These clothes are like a badge, and they show that these are clean people. These are good people. They don't have any bad in them, because the Bible is very clear: if you want to go to heaven, you must be clean. God will not allow you to come into heaven if you have the dirt of bad behavior, or the dirt of bad words, or bad thoughts, or bad feelings. If there is bad in you, God will not allow you into heaven. A few weeks ago, I went to visit some friends of mine. These are Tommy and Sarah and their two children, and they come to this church, but they actually live on a boat, and it's a boat which is in West Africa. At the minute, right now, they're in Sierra Leone, a very poor West African country, and I went to visit them. And Tommy and Sarah help with a hospital. And it's a Christian hospital where Christian doctors and nurses try to heal some of the poorest people in the world. And they gave me a tour round the hospital. They showed me through all the wards, through all the rooms where the sick people are. They showed me all the offices. They showed me everything. But then we came to this door. And this door had that big red cross on it. And there was a sign saying, "You can't come in here." And the sign said, "You can't come in here unless you are clean." Because behind that door was the operating room, you know, where the surgeons cut people up and do all their surgeon things. I'm not a doctor, I don't know what they do. But behind there is the most clean place. They will not let you in if there's even a tiny piece of dust. If you have any dirt, any uncleanness, they will not let you in, because behind there it is too clean. And heaven is like that. In heaven there is no evil. There is no bad, no bad behaviour, no bad thoughts, no bad feelings. And if we are bad, God will not let us in. And friends, that's very bad news. It's bad news for someone like me. Because in my life, there are lots of things which are bad. There are lots of things which are dirty. Things I do, things I say. There's lots of things I don't want to tell you about. Things that I would not want you to know. And I guess in your lives, there are things like that too. There are things you wouldn't want to tell me. Imagine if everything you ever did was written into a book. Would you want me to read that book? You might want me to read small parts, but you wouldn't want me to read the whole thing. Because in all our lives, there are things which are dirty. Things which are not clean. And even if you think, "But I'm a nice person, I treat other people well." The Bible says none of us are clean, because even if we treat other people well, none of us treat God well. We sang before that God has made us, God has given us everything. But we don't love God as much as we should. I don't think anyone loves God as much as they should. We take his good things, we take his gifts, but then we say, "Actually, God, I don't like you. I don't want you in my life. I'll take your good things, but I don't want you." And that is a very serious, a very bad thing to do. And all of us do that. That's why the Bible says, all of us are unclean. None of us are good enough. And even if we try really hard to be good people, even if you live for 500 years trying and trying and trying to be a good person, you will fail. I heard a saying, maybe our Chinese friends will recognize this. It's a saying from China, and it says this: gold is never pure, and people can never be perfect. And that's true, isn't it? Even if we try really hard, we will never live a perfect life. There will always be that evil, that bad in us. And that means that the door to heaven looks like that door there. The door to heaven has a big red cross on it. And it says, "Go away. You are too dirty to come in here." When I got to that door, I looked in the window, I asked people what was inside, people told me what was inside, I looked through, do you see the little circular hole so you can see what's happening? But I couldn't go in. And maybe heaven will be like that for us. We can read about heaven on here. We can talk to people about heaven. But when we die, we will see a big red cross saying, "You are too dirty. You have done bad things, and you cannot come in here." It's bad news. None of us are good enough for heaven. But I promised you two questions, and I'm going to ask the second one now. The first question was, what sort of people will be in heaven? We saw it's only clean people. But the second one is this: how can I get to heaven? How can a dirty, bad person like me, who does bad things and thinks bad things, get into God's heaven? And for that, we need to look down at sentence 10. Please, if you could take your sheets and look with me at sentence number 10. Because these people are already in heaven. So if we listen to them, they might tell us how we can get there too. And they say this: salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne. And salvation also belongs to the Lamb. Salvation is just a long, difficult word that means saved or rescued. Those of you at language school, maybe tomorrow morning, go in and use the word salvation in one of your essays, and I'm sure your teachers will be very proud of you indeed. But salvation just means saved. It means rescued. And it says God has rescued us. These people in heaven, they are not saying, "Look at me, I'm a good person, I did really well, I lived a clean life." None of them say that. All of them say, "God has rescued me." They say, "God has cleaned me. God has saved me from all the dirty things I did." And friends, this is really important. The way God does that, it tells us in sentence 10, is through the Lamb. It says salvation comes through the Lamb. Now, we said before, the Lamb is Jesus Christ. And if you are here tonight and you've realized, actually, I'm not perfect. If you've realized, I do a lot of good things, but I also do some bad things. Then I've got some good news for you. Because God's rescuer has come. Salvation has come through the Lamb. God did something when he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus to clean us from all those bad things. When Jesus came into this world, he lived for about 30 years. But at the end of that, he died. Some people took one of those big wooden crosses and they attached him to it with metal nails through his wrists and metal nails through his feet. And Jesus hung there, dying. But while he was dying, God did something. He took all of that dirt, all of that bad, all those bad things in my life, he took them away and he put them onto Jesus. And he did the same for every Christian, everyone who follows Jesus. He took away their bad things. He took them and he put them on Jesus. And that means when God looks at a Christian, when God looks at me, he doesn't see a dirty person anymore. He doesn't see a bad person because all my bad things have been put onto Jesus. When God looks at me, he sees someone who is clean. And that means I can go in. I can go to heaven. When I die, I know I will be there. And I will stand there and I will sing. And I'm not going to say, "Look at me, I was a good person." I'm going to say, "Jesus made me clean." I read a story about someone who They live in my home city, which is a beautiful city called Newcastle. If you're visiting from another country, I don't know why you're in Cambridge, go and visit Newcastle. It's much, much better. But this person was originally from Asia. And they're called Jairan. And this lady came to live in Newcastle and met some Christians. And the Christians explained to her what the Bible said. That the Bible said she was not clean. She was not good enough. And she wrote this in her personal story. She said, "I realized I was as far away from perfect as I ever could be. I had no hope if God only accepted perfect people." So she realized that the door to heaven had a big red cross on it. But later on, she realized this. She realized that Jesus could make her clean. And one day, a few years ago, she started following Jesus. And she wrote again of the amazing change in her life, that she knew her bad things had been taken away. She knew that God loved her and God accepted her. And she knew that when she died, she would go through that door to be in heaven. And Jesus can do the same for you. I don't know you all. I know some of you, but not all of you. I don't know what you've done. I don't know where you've come from. But I know Jesus can clean you. He's the only one who can. You can't make yourself clean. And as the drama showed us before, other people can't make you clean. Other people can't rescue you. But Jesus can. Whoever you are, whatever you've done, this offer is open to you. Maybe you'd like to find out some more. I would suggest you talk to somebody. You can talk to someone from this church, or talk to someone from the Andy's and Harry's cafe teams. We absolutely love talking about Jesus, so please come and ask us, we'd love to talk. If you'd like to talk to me, I'm going to be stood at the back. We also have some free books that you might want to take to think more about Jesus. It might be that some of you have started to realize that you are not clean enough. You might have started to realize that if you died tonight, you would not enter into heaven. But you've also been thinking about Jesus and realized that he loves you and he can clean you. Why not tonight talk to him? Ask him to clean you and start following him. It would be a great night, wouldn't it, if you walked in here with lots of bad things in your life, but you walked out, even though you wouldn't become perfect, you walked out following Jesus and knowing that in God's eyes you were clean. If you'd like to do that, maybe talk to me, talk to someone from Andy's and Harry's. We would love to talk to you. Okay. I'm going to finish now. But as we finish, I'm just going to ask you one final question. Are you going to be there? The way is open to heaven because of what Jesus has done. If you turn your life around, if you make Jesus your leader and your rescuer, you will come into heaven when you die. I'm going to be there, not because I'm a good person, but because Jesus has cleaned me. Tian is going to be there, not because she's a good person, but because Jesus has cleaned her. All the people in this church, they're going to be there. All the people from Andy's and Harry's, and millions of Christians from every country are going to be in heaven, not because they're good people, but because they love Jesus and follow him, and he has washed them clean. Are you going to be there. Please, please think about this, because I want you to be there. There's nothing more important than this. I'm going to leave some time of quiet now so you can think about that question. Am I going to be in heaven? And then I'm going to talk to God again. And then after that, we're going to sing one final time. This song is a very personal song. It uses those words that we read, that the people in heaven are singing. If you're not ready to sing those words for yourself, maybe just think, what would it mean for me to follow Jesus? But if you'd like to join with us and sing, we're going to echo those words and say that it was God who rescued us and made us clean. So a time of quiet, and then I'll pray. Father God, thank you that you love us, even though we do bad things. Please help us to understand who Jesus is. Help all of us to go to him to be cleaned. And I pray for anyone here tonight who knows what they need to do. Please help them, Lord, to ask Jesus to be their rescuer, to clean them, and to lead them. Amen.